In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Merry Christmas to all of you and to your families. Tonight, we are here in church in this exceptional atmosphere of the Nativity of our Lord. And I would like you, dear faithful, to listen to a scholar and mystic called St. Thomas Aquinas, explaining that Jesus had multiple nativities. He was eternally begotten of the Father, and he was temporally born of his mother. These two nativities correspond to his twofold conception, divine and human, two natures in Christ, and thus two conceptions and two births. On Christmas, we celebrate the temporal and bodily nativity of Christ, in which, from the virginal womb of his mother, he revealed himself visibly by being clothed with our human flesh. St. Thomas says that the Word of God, becoming human, demands that he be born by a veritable human birth, so as to be truly and naturally human in total conformity with us in all things. What is to be born? To be born is to exit the maternal womb. This is where the secret of the crèche is situated. The book of Genesis explains that the pains of childbirth are a consequence of sin. Mary is preserved from sin, and therefore she did not experience those pains upon giving birth to her son Jesus. The fathers of the church are unanimous in saying that the birth of Jesus did not undo Mary's virginity. In the Gospel according to St. John, we see the risen Jesus enter a house whose doors were locked. And St. Augustine connects this to Christmas, saying, he indeed could enter without the doors being opened, by whose birth the virginity of his mother remained inviolate. In our times, scientific analysis of the Shroud of Turin, that fifth gospel of the Passion and Resurrection of our Lord, suggests a sudden release of energy, as if the risen body of Jesus passed through the Shroud in a sort of luminous flash. In the Summa Theologiae's discussion of the mode of birth of Christ, St. Thomas Aquinas quotes St. Jerome in order to explain that Mary, having been spared the pains of childbirth, also played the role of midwife. Indeed, the Gospel of St. Luke indicates that the young mother wrapped Jesus in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. This task was the work of a midwife rather than of the bedridden mother. Saint Jerome says that there was no midwife at the birth of Jesus. Mary, he said, was herself both mother and midwife. This is why those painters who depicted the crèche painted neither a midwife nor anyone else busying themselves with the mother or the baby. Through birth, a mother does not separate herself entirely from her child, but her world is reconfigured and their separation renders possible a new encounter between them. Jesus manifested in the light, met his mother. And this meeting foreshadows another meeting, when, on the way to Calvary, he will meet her once more. In the same way, the woods of the manger foreshadows the woods of his cross. The manger is where animals eat. He will make himself our food in the Holy Eucharist in order to feed mankind his own flesh and blood. Moreover, Bethlehem means house of bread. Truly, the divine plan leaves nothing to chance. And tonight, especially tonight, of course every day, but especially in the Christmas night, the priest offering Mass knows and believes that each Mass is a prolongation of the incarnation of Jesus. Sharing in Jesus' priesthood, the priest has the awe-inspiring power of giving birth to Jesus upon the altar. On this starry Christmas night, each priest recognizes his privilege, that same privilege which the Blessed Virgin had to be able to touch the body of Christ in order to give this body and precious blood to the world, to give it to souls. What a sublime mission. It bears repeating, in the divine plan, nothing is left to change. For Jesus, the newborn, to be born into the world is to be the salvation of humanity. It is to create a new and virgin world, because virginity is not simply physical, it is also a virtue. St. Thomas Aquinas mentions a third birth of Christ. This birth happens whenever a person receives Christ interiorly. It's a mystical or spiritual birth. St. Thomas draws this teaching from St. Paul himself, saying, until Christ be formed in you. This is why Christmas brings into all our hearts such a special joy, a joy closely tied to spiritual purity. Saint Joseph, alongside the donkey and the ox, is the only witness of this sublime mystery. With his strong hand, he rocks the little boy to sleep. He holds and meditates upon this wood, which he works every day as a carpenter. The wood which announces the cross, a fountain of love. He ponders the bread of Bethlehem, Jesus. Such a mystery. Saint Joseph doesn't know yet everything. But what he knows with certainty. To him is given responsibility for the child. He also knows, indeed, he believes with firm assurance that the divine plan is a plan of love. Nothing in it is left to chance. In the name of the Father, and of the Holy Ghost, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Merry Christmas.